for me. I know it might be wrong, but I'm in love with Ian's mom. Ian's mom has got it going on. She's all I want.
Actually, we've got to get her pulled up. We're having some issues right here. Oh, there we go. I think we can put you in the box. There we go. How are you doing tonight, Ian's hot mom?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
You know, I've been calling you that for many, many years back in the Florida days. And people even around your city in Panama City, Florida, are kind of reference you to that. Sometimes I'll see people take pictures with you and tag us and say, just ran into Ian's hot mom. How do you feel about that?
Well, it depends on who's standing next to me. There are a couple of people that you need to back that picture out just a little bit if you
could. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I can adjust you any much more. The way so people don't know how this works, I'm actually having to talk to you on Facebook Messenger at the same time. I can use Skype and a couple other different ways to make this work.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I mean, your head is gigantic on here. Not that you have a big head, but just the way I have it positioned, I can't do anything about it.
That's okay. What I feel flattered about when I run into people is because they recognize Ian or Ian's name, and then they get kind of shocked, and it's like, oh, you're Ian's hot mom. And I'm like, well, I said, I'm Ian's mom. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, but there have been a couple of people that I have refused to take pictures with because I've seen some of their posts on Facebook and things. And I'm like,
I don't want to be associated with everybody.
No. And there's one particular person that always,
I bet his
initials are AT.
Oh, I know exactly what we're talking about. I can guarantee he's watching right now. He has too much fun. We're talking about, if people listen to Sacramento radio, we're talking about Big Al. Yeah. When Ian was a kid, did he have a bunch of friends, you know, the male friends, try to stay the night because he has a hot mom?
No, actually, I think the last time he had people spending the night was when I actually put them all to work. Laying sod in the backyard, and it's like, I'm never spending the night with you again, Ian. Your mom makes us work. So I figured, hey, Ian's got friends. When they're over here, I'm feeding them. They can go out there and they can lay sod. So that was probably the reputation I had. It wasn't anything else.
Was Ian a bedwetter? Because somebody asked me that question. I was like, I don't know.
Can you be more specific? No, I'm kidding.
No, he keep kissing the bed.
No, he was not. Really, he wasn't. He did really well. And actually, he was, I didn't potty train him. His Nana did. So I have to give her all the credit. So, but other than that, not that I was aware of.
What was the biggest thing Ian did growing up that he maybe lied about that you discovered? Is there a big lie that stands out in your mind?
Did he do his homework? That was one, definitely. But no, it's funny because Ian, I could always break Ian. I could always get him to tell me the truth about something that he had done or whatever. He was not real good at lying to me, or at least I would find out. And then, like I said, he's got two sisters, and the second one, daughter, she would keep her story to the very end. And then I've got a peacekeeper who's the youngest. But Ian pretty much wouldn't lie to good old mom. And if he did, I always found out. So he wasn't, like I said, he was my firstborn, so he was my buddy.
Did he embarrass you? Was there a time that he embarrassed you or the family?
I think sometimes some of his jokes were a little bit inappropriate, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
For the situation, if you can even imagine that. So his humor we got along great when we were together, but like when we were around other adults, things would come out of his mouth that would be totally inappropriate, and I would just look at him with like,
he'd give that mom look, yeah, like just shut up.
Yes.
Did because I know he does stand up, or he did stand up. Maybe he does it when he goes back to Florida. Have you ever watched his stand up show? Because it can be a little bit R rated.
I did go see him one time, and I stayed in the back, and that was the last time I ever went because there were mom jokes, and I didn't get them. But like I said, after that, I was like, that's okay. I didn't want to really be there because of the jokes that he would make about me. But I'm sure he's very talented in that. But that was my one and only time, and I stayed in the back. So,
okay, there's a story that he shared, and I don't know how, because I've worked with Ian for so many years. There's a story he shared on the show about 2 months ago. And he says that he had walked in on you and your ex-husband, and you guys were having an intimate moment. We'll keep it that way. And at that point, here's what he says. He says that your ex-husband and you kind of cornered him in the kitchen and talked to him about the birds and the bees. Do you have any, do you remember this at all, or?
Which ex-husband? No, I'm kidding.
No, I don't know. He says he walked in and caught you guys in that moment, and then you didn't really do as much talking, but your ex talked to him about what was happening.
I think we did. That sounds familiar. When you actually said that we cornered him in the kitchen, that kind of jogged a memory. I knew we should have locked that damn door. No, I'm kidding. I think my approach was, if you want to talk about it, honey, we can talk about it. You just come to me with any of your questions. And of course he never did. And like I said, I think my second ex-husband had a little bit of a talk, but I'm pretty sure that he was already devastated and embarrassed and pretty much grossed out.
Well, I think you would be if you walk in. You think about that. You walk in on your your family, and you catch your mom or dad or stepdad. You just, there's positions and things you just don't want to see.
Yeah. Sometimes I didn't want to see them, but no, I'm kidding.
Walk in on him? Because I was always scared when I was a young boy, when you're in there having fun with yourself, learning your body. Did you ever walk in and catch Ian?
No, he locked the door. Ian, he always locked the door.
Ian locked the door when he masturbated.
Hey, listen to me.
What?
You don't have to answer any questions.
Here, get on this. Here's your microphone. Talk. Listen, I knew he would barge in here.
You don't have to answer any of his questions. You understand me? Especially
we're learning
the ones
about you as a little masturbator.
That's enough of that, all right? No, hi. Love you. See, I'll call you on Mother's Day. Listen, don't listen to a thing that he said. Stop asking her weird questions, all right?
I just want to notice you walk in on you masturbating. That's what?
Shut up. Hey, you can hang up on him anytime you want to. You know that, right?
That's true. She technically could. Now, Ian, he's not wearing shoes right now, but he always wears flip-flops. And I know I'm from Florida because I always wear flip-flops too. I just adjusted when I moved to California. Does the guy ever wear shoes?
No, he doesn't. In high school, I think he might have worn some tennis shoes and flip-flops, but there was a point where I don't ever remember him wearing... Yeah.
In my defense, they were required that I wear shoes. You remember that garbage?
Where's your headphones? Do you want to join this conversation?
Sure, why not?
He's,
when you worked at KFC.
Ian's already had a couple beers in him right now, so he's doing good. I think he's just terrified about the questions I may have for you.
Well, I can tell you this, that I had an extreme high water bill when he lived here, because he would be in the shower for the longest time. So that's what I'm pretty much thinking. I'm too serious. Yeah, I'm like, get out of the shower. I need the hot water.
That didn't go away, by the way. I'm 30 years old and I still do that.
He still takes long showers and still masturbates in there every day.
That's not
true.
I don't do it in the shower. That's where I bathe.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Well, he doesn't.
I love telling that to my mom, by the way.
So, Ian, since you're here with us now, and you're not even on camera, but you can be if you want, How did you tell your mom that you were moving to California? Because I remember I got out here, I didn't exactly know who I was gonna work with, and I actually pitched you. I was like, yeah, hey, Ian will be perfect for here, and our program director at the time gave you the opportunity. Ian was so bad at the time, he had no phone. I had to get my ex-wife to have delivered a phone so he looked a little professional, so he could take a call.
That's pretty much what happened. I kind of warned her when I had the first interview. I was like, hey, I'm interviewing for this job, and I don't know what's going to happen. Just letting you know that this is a possibility that's going to happen. And then I kept talking to you back and forth, and then I finally got the call. I'm like, hey, went through. So she kind of was prepared for it for about a month or so. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, we were. And like I said, I was very happy for him. Like I said, the radio station that he was working at was really going downhill. They didn't know what direction they were going to go
in.
Suck. Yeah. And we have so many opportunities here in Panama City. So, I was very happy.
Ian, by the way, she told me she's in your old masturbation room.
That's my second old masturbation room, because I used to live in a different room, and it was the one next door, and then they turned. That used to be the dining room, actually, if you remember that.
Yeah, we were just talking about the story you shared on air about you walking in on your mom and then doing the dirty.
Yeah, that's when I had to bust in here, because I was listening. I had to bust in here and just stop this whole thing. I was like, I'm done.
That's
with
what
this.
He said. What was the biggest? I'm glad you're here, Ian.
I'm not.
Well, maybe she answers the questions differently. What was the biggest lie Ian ever told you?
Go ahead, I'll fact check.
Yes, I did my homework.
Oh yeah, but that was a constant thing. That's not a big lie. That's just 1,000 tiny lies.
Oh, I got one. Are you smoking?
Oh, was Ian smoking in high school?
No, I was not. I didn't start smoking till college.
He did have his lung collapsed when he was at work one time, and he was rushed to the hospital, of course, and we worked for the same company. He was working construction, and so we were there, and I remember they were going to do a drug test on him, and I took him aside and I said, you better tell me right now, son, before they start drawing blood, because if you're on drugs, I am going to kick your anyway, I was like, you better, Mom, I'm not, which he wasn't. But the thing was, they were about to check it because it was a workers' comp claim. And but he did tell me the truth, and he passed the drug test. And was real.
I've never known Ian to do any type of drugs. He likes his alcohol, but that's it. Not drugs to this day.
I don't even smoke anymore, Mom. Surprise.
Oh, honey, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, we don't talk that much.
Yeah. I already found out you didn't. I figured you pissed the bed a lot as a kid, but she said no.
Oh, good, because that would have been a lie. I don't do that.
Was he hard? Did you have to breastfeed him? Because when I was a kid, apparently my mom said I just wouldn't do it long enough, so she had to, give me formula.
I can go get a beer while you answer this question. I don't want to hear this.
No, the same thing happened. It was about 2 weeks, and I was a complete mess. And let me tell you something. I went through natural childbirth for that kid. That was the last kid I did.
You remember we watched it, though. Ian critiqued it. Do you remember that?
I'm getting a beer.
Ian critiqued his childbirth. That was on the air one day. He's not very happy with that. Yeah. Ian's, walked out of here so far. I guess he's just uncomfortable. Or is he just having to drink to make this to numb it down a little bit? I guess so. Did I ask you what the most embarrassing thing? I did ask you the embarrassing thing he did. That was a question. Because he does a lot of stupid stuff.
Just say it. Dumb shit.
Dumb shit. You can curse on the internet.
I know.
Oh, okay.
What did you do? Let's ask Ian this question. Do you remember a time that you might have embarrassed your mom or family?
Yeah, when I worked with you.
In Florida or here or just through the years?
Yes.
Right now counts?
It's not helping my embarrassment, but what has she got?
Yeah.
Well, no, I just some of your jokes that when we would be around a group of people, mostly other adults that are my friends or whatever, and you would try to be funny and it didn't come out that way or something. And, I would just give you the glaze.
Yeah, when you would be like, oh, what happened to Katie? I missed her. Oh, yeah, Mom, I missed Dad.
Hey, I don't know if this is going to work. It worked for somebody the other night. I'm going to try it again. There's somebody on the line. Who's this?
Hey, it's Road Rash.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
Of all people, you don't want to talk. Have you heard about, hang on, Road Rash. Have you heard about Road Rash?
I think I was listening when you interviewed Ian, and he came on with a story.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Could you hear Road Rash when he was talking?
No, it was a really long story, so I left the room for a little bit.
But you could hear
him. Ami, could you hear him right there? Road Rash, can you say something?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey,
how are you doing, Ian's mom?
Hello.
Hi. It's a pleasure. Sears? Yes?
All right, what's your question, Road Rash?
My question is actually for Ian.
Okay.
Ian? Okay, what's the question?
Hey, man. I want to know when you're actually going to buy a car.
That's a good question. Do you have some money that I can throw towards it? Because I've got quite a good savings amount, but, you know, I don't want a used one that's just going to break down in a couple months. So, you know, as long as we can work from home, I can save my money. So maybe by the time this is over, I'll be able to buy one from a dealership that I won't have to take it in for a while. But unless you got something for my mom, I'm going to have to let you go, man, because this is a personal question. We did that crap on Saturday.
I'll give you $50.
I'll take it. Bring it over. I'll give you my address.
He'll take any of the money he can get. All right.
Put it on Venmo.
Put it on Venmo. Yeah, what would if there was one thing you could change about Ian, what would it be?
Oh, do tell.
I would just like for him to take better care of himself.
Like hygiene wise, or maybe not drink it as much.
I don't know. That's a hard one.
Not sure on that one.
No, I get it. I'm 30 years old and I live with her.
Shut up.
No, I wouldn't change him, but I just wish he would take better care of himself.
Well, you'd love me if I was perfect.
Maybe not party as much. Well, at least you don't have to see this disaster every day like I do.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, things could be worse.
Well, she got like 27 years of it, so.
That's true. All right, well, it's been great talking with you. I think a lot of people enjoyed it from the comments. Did you got anything you'd like to add before we end?
You guys, please be careful. Watch out for those murder hornets, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're real close to you guys. And please tell Mikey and Laura I said hello.
Well, they can hear you, actually, because they're listening.
I think they're watching. Mikey, by the way, I got to plug this. Mikey is going live on his Facebook tonight for the very first time. We've got kind of the same software, so he goes on at 8 o'clock tonight having a little fun. He's going to answer just random questions from people, so who knows how that's going to go.
Cool.
It would. Well, we'll see. I guess I'm going to – I don't know how things are turning out, but I vacation-wise, usually I come down to Florida in summer, so I think I'll be there.
I was just asking Ian about that. If you guys were going to be down the same time, I'd like to get a beach house or something and do a big thing at the beach house.
That'd be fun. How is Florida handling the virus, by the way? I think California, one thing I can say about California is they were ahead of the curve. They jumped on this quick. So even our company we work for was way ahead of just most people. And I know the virus pretty much started on this side of the country. But how is Florida handling it? Because I know they opened the beaches back up and stuff.
Yes, they've opened up the beaches. They haven't opened up rental properties, but if you actually walk in and it's open, you can get a room. And one of the reasons why they opened up the beaches here were because they didn't want to cram everybody into those 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the evening. So most of the counties near us have accepted it and they're doing pretty well, and really most people are adhering to the social distancing, etc. I don't really wear a mask, I don't go places, but I do have to go to work. We've done everything we possibly can to keep the environment safe. We did have a couple of two people within our company corporate office test positive, so I think Bay County was up to 78 as of last night. But I think that I really, other than the, like, Duval, not Duval, Miami-Dade, Broward, and there's one other one, they're still pretty much closed, but everybody else hopefully is, it's real. It is a real thing. I feel like it is, but I really like to have the social distancing to where we can go out. I love to fish. I'm an outdoor person. I love to camp. And last weekend, the beaches were open. Both days we were on the beach. People were keeping distances and they were being friendly as they walked by. But I think it's really going to help the mental attitude of a lot of people to be able to have just a little bit of freedom. You're not going to be able to make people do, if they're stupid, they're stupid. Okay. They're not going to get, if they haven't gotten it now, they're not going to get it. I mean, it's not the virus, but they're not going to get it that you've got to be careful no matter what you do. I think the town is really, we're starting to open up a little bit. Our restaurants are opening up 25% capacity indoors. Captain Anderson's open tonight. A lot of the restaurants did. They're all being safe. So it's a little bit of a relief.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
It is. It'll be nice to get back to normal. I got to tell you, though, your son's doing good. He's not, he's pretty much staying in his room. He's in his room, or I may have to make sure he's got food. But other than that, he's been pretty good. Like he's
something underneath the door.
No, he's actually being smart. He's not one of these idiots that's out, just running around or trying to chase women. He's actually taking care of himself. So you'd be proud as a mom for that.
Sweet.
Is Newbies open?
Yes. Newbies.
No.
No.
Oh, shit. Oh.
No, but you can go and get drinks. Like, they have to-go orders. I love it, okay? You can buy, like, a gallon of draft beer now. Nice. I remember the day that when I was younger, that's what we got was a gallon of draft beer and went to the wherever.
What we don't have in California that sucks is drive-through liquor stores. That's not a thing here.
Yeah, and look, if my favorite bar is not going to be open, then don't expect to see me in July.
No, yeah. What?
He said he's coming home. I guess we're coming home. The tickets are cheap.
Yeah.
Yes. Dirt yes.
Cheap. All right. Well,
less than 300.
It's been a pleasure talking with you as always. We'll see you maybe in July.
All right. Cheers, y'all.
Bye. See, she has to drink to do this too.
That's my mama.
Yeah. Good night. Yeah.
Good night.
All right. That was a lot of fun.